be remembered easily.
This is an interview in Gloucester, Massachusetts with Walker Hancock, and the date's July 22nd, 1977. Robert Brown interviewing. I'd like to ask you first to perhaps discuss your growing up in St. Louis, right?
Yes.
And some of your education, your family, some of the early influences on you, particularly those that may have led to your later career as a sculptor.
My father was a lawyer, and my mother, a very talented artist. She would have been a very good professional artist if, in those days, ladies had been allowed to go on with their education. As it was, she was allowed to attend the St. Louis School of Fine Arts until she reached the point where she should have gone into the life class, and that was where she had to stop. Her father was an ear, nose, and throat specialist. He was, in fact, the first such specialist west of the Mississippi River. And it was the kind of family that clung to conventions, and it was very easy to see why my mother's career was stopped at that point. I began to model in kindergarten and kept it up. And I think all through grammar school, I must have been making a great nuisance of myself with my sculpture, because it made enough of a stir for me to be called to stay after school one day by a teacher, and perhaps I was something like 11 years old, possibly 12, and she said, "Walker, I want to talk with you seriously. I think you're a very intelligent boy." Of course, being called intelligent, I was immediately so flattered and receptive that when she said, "Now, I know that you're intelligent enough to realize that you could never make a living as a sculptor," then I was convinced. But I think I was only convinced for about 24 hours, because I'm sure I was back at it 2 days later.
And what were you doing?
I was doing animals, largely. And in the eighth grade, I remember doing a masterful model of the Parthenon, for which I used fluted curtain rods for the columns, and supplied all the sculpture and the pediments, completely restored, and colored. So, so I was in very deep before I finished grammar school.
Well, this was not only sculpture, but did you have an interest in Greek culture or classical culture?
The subject fascinated me, of course, mythology and all that, but in the superficial way that it would a youngster. And then I went on into high school and took an art course there, which in the public schools in St. Louis in those days was extraordinarily good. I had a teacher in high school that really taught me most of what I know about design, and all of what I know about lettering and that kind of thing, and gave me the impetus to go on and learn what she didn't give me.
What was the approach? Was this a recognized system that she used, or was she?
It was apparently the system that was commonly used by all the teachers of art that day. We were taught the elements of design, rhythm, theory of color. We didn't do very much in three dimensions, but it was all very, very